My name is Caroline Keem, and I am from Chicago, Illinois. And I got a big lesson in learning to forgive last year while I got caught in the middle of a disagreement between two of my sisters. It started when an aunt of ours forwarded some emails that were anti-immigrant and anti-Islam. Now, both my sister Marie and I each wrote a response, and we did a reply to all, which contradicted some of the more flagrant misstatements that we were seeing in what my aunt had sent out. Now, with this, our older sister, Annette, she became irate. And she started sending us these really vitriolic email messages. She started sending them to both Marie and I. And through the summer, it just kind of spun out of control. She just kept sending these out. Nothing could be said to calm Annette down. And I was at a loss for what to do. Annette is a born-again Christian. I attend Unity. She's a mother. I'm not a mother. She's gone through a nasty divorce. I've never even been married. And I just felt like we didn't even have the tiniest postage stamp of common ground where we could relate to each other and start having some kind of a dialogue and start making some peace. And one day, I realized that the problem wasn't coming from how our political or spiritual or our life views were different. The conflict was coming from those places where we are exactly the same. So I decided to extend an olive branch to Annette via email because I'm still a little chicken. I decided to tell her that we had some different ideas. We're both strong women who don't like being disregarded. We're both educated, and we believe that our conclusions are sound. And we both think that we're right. And most of all, we both miss our father. He had passed on 1 year earlier. And I promised her that I would remember this in our future interactions. And I sent that out. I left it at that. I didn't know what would come back. Well, what I got back that afternoon was a flood. Annette wasn't mad about the Islam or the immigrants or anything that was in those emails at all. She was still in grief over our father, and she was holding resentment over some innocent mistakes that were made during the week of his funeral. She's still embarrassed about her first husband and the whole divorce. And you know what? She felt alone. So this is when I started to get a real picture of what forgiveness means in my life, like what it means for me to forgive another person. It means I get to be the first to give love, and I get to be the first to release all the ideas I have about who did what and all my demands about how things should be. I'm the youngest in my family, so I have certainly wasted a lot of time and energy resenting my siblings, and sometimes I still can. But I've realized in recent years that my siblings are in my life to show me unconditional love. And that means I don't get to demand how they behave, and I don't get to demand that they think a certain way before I love them.